Peter Parker now.
Bella Hart, who is now the chief financial officer for B Security Systems, which is a company that has a patent pending for a sophisticated software system that would make it more difficult for thieves to illegally use, for example, social security numbers and other forms of personal identifying information. And as you remember, Velma Hart created and these are my words and other folks, a firestorm, and she was all over television because she just asked a very direct question of the president back, I guess it's been over a year now, almost a year. But Tom Hill is with us. So, Tom, here you are now. I'm in the second grade. and you're going to explain to me how B Security System works.
So even as a second grader, you now have a social security number.
That's correct? Right. That's right.
So the concept goes that I think we probably all feel that eventually the United States is going to have a national identity system. It's just there's too many pressures saying that we're not, mm-hmm. that we are going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about protecting that information and the ability for you to walk into a bank, say who you are, say your social security number, and allow that bank to know exactly you are who you say you are. So it would mean that your national identity, which is social security number, would have information stored about your photo and probably your fingerprint, maybe an iris scan, some other multi-factor.
Wow. Wow.
Then have the ability to walk in and for this man to have a lot more assurance than he has now that you are.
Yeah.
That you are.
Because,
so,
you know, you talk about a second that takes, and you just done it. Now I understand. And it's very futuristic. That's why the patent's pending, because people will take kids' social security numbers. And they will, and they have. We've seen this happen. And so I got it now. So this would be a system where, like you said, I can walk into a bank or a lending institution, whatever the system might be. It has everything, photograph, DNA, who knows what else. But it says this is who I am, and nobody can in essence take it. Now, any indication of how far away we are? I know the patent is pending. How far away we are before this becomes a reality?
It takes two parts to start a business. The first is a good business plan, and they have a pretty good one now. The next is a technical concept. And then it's taking that technical concept and creating a prototype and going through a design process. So that's really where we are. Is this going to work on a massive scale or not? You need to answer those kinds of questions.
So let me ask Velma Hart, in terms of investing. Well, first of all, let me go back to Tom Hill. How did you come about acquiring the services of Velma Hart? I guess what I'm asking, did her notoriety have anything to do with it?
Yeah, Velma's kind of on the business side, and I'm on the technical side. I think Ray DeBeasley is the one that kind of got with Velma. He'd probably have to answer how he found Velma.
Velma, how did he find you?
Ironically, he found me on Facebook, and it took him a couple of months to really track me down so that I would respond to him. Largely because, and I appreciate what Mr. Hill just said, one thing that I pride myself on is I'm a business person. That's where I live. That's where I'm comfortable at. And, I do my research and my homework. I don't enter into anything lightly. And, there were repeated attempts made by him to just get my attention so he could talk to me. I don't know if the notoriety did anything,
mm-hmm.
but one thing I will tell you is that he said to me once that, when he saw the manner and respect and just the way that I asked the president the question, he knew he wanted me to be part of his team. And it took him, once he finally got a response from me, it took him about 2 months to make that case, because I had to talk to people. I had to talk to people like Mr. Hill. I had to talk to people mm-hmm. who understood the technical application of this product, because no one wants to take a risk that is not calculated. So, you know, I have to tell you, the thing that's been so amazing to me about this particular product, and I learned that just like you, my second grade, I think I was first grade when Mr. Hill was explaining it to me, is that, you know, this product not only has the possibility of protecting people, it's the job creation that will be associated with this. You know, the State of the Union address and all the business meetings that the president has been having over the last month or so are so important to turning this economy around. A product like this can be integral in doing that.
The president was just in Cleveland meeting with, and I didn't realize this, that Cleveland didn't really have, it wasn't hit as hard economically because they had a lot of small businesses, a lot of startup businesses. But let me go back to what Bob Johnson says. So if I'm looking at this, and let's say a Bob Johnson is looking at this, but I mean, how should we look at, I mean, what's the potential of investing in this? I mean, and what type of investor are you looking? Small, large, or both?
Honestly, I think we're looking for anyone who believes in the idea to invest in it. It's not the scale that we're looking for. We want people who are passionate about the business that we're in, which is trying to protect people, trying to make sure that our country is safe and that the identities of its inhabitants are protected. We know that as soon as this goes national, it's probably going to go global because of its impact and its ability to change lives. But the thing that we really want to focus on, and I think it's critical, is that right now in our economy, because we're so challenged economically, it is important that we start making things, as the president said, made in the USA.
That's right.
The product we want to produce in this country. We want the jobs, and the early estimates on the specs, and I believe Mr. Hill was part of this analysis, is upwards of 70,000 jobs that could be created over the first to third year on this particular product. I mean, the potential is amazing, and I think honestly they've been very conservative in the projections. The projections for a product like this, you think about, and we're not at this point yet, but you think about the Facebooks, the Googles, the Microsofts, the things like that. If it really catches on, if the product works the way the evaluations and the engineers say it will work.
Mm-hmm.
It will change the way we do business.
Hmm. And Tom Hill, this should be a USA made, built, and expanded here in the U.S. and not offshored somewhere.
Sure, it almost has to be, because we're dealing with Social Security numbers. So it won't have the possibility of being developed anywhere else.
And finally, only have about a minute, Velma Hart, is this a great opportunity for minority investors?
It's a phenomenal opportunity for a minority investor, and I would love to see minority investors step forward. I think as it says on our website, and I encourage people to go to that, bsecuritysystems.com.
Now that's the letter, alphabet B.
B, like Bob.
Securitysystems.com.
No break.
Okay.
Go to the solutions page. Read it. And once you read it, in my mind, it's a fait accompli. Already we've had investors express interest and start calling. But we want more, because the fact of the matter is, the richer the body of people and participation we have in this development,
right,
I think the better.
And it transcends race. I mean, we all have got Social Security numbers. We all have identity. It's like Tom Hill said, this is like USA. It's going to be us. It's all of us.
It is all of us.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm glad to hear that, as you said, the Lord opened up another door for you. I'm very glad, Mr. Hill, that you explained it. You've whetted my appetite. I got a few hundred dollars I might put in it. But I hope you hear from our people, and it's B, the letter B, securitysystems.com. Okay.
That's
it. And folks can go and read everything. And like Bob Johnson said, this is the way you make money. Get
this
in on the ground floor.
Money. That's exactly right.
Thank both of you, Tom Hill, Velma Hart. Thank you both for being on the Madison Show.
Thank you.